Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, shalom, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, your host, spiritual mentor, and a sound therapist for you, who are ready to reclaim your power with love and no fear. And this is an empowerment program, and thank you for being here, where we're bringing people from all walks of life that are showing their gifts and are bringing their gifts to the world. And of course, wonderful co-host, Gina Ann. Hello, Gina.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon, actually.
Afternoon.
And good night from wherever you're listening.
And we have a wonderful, talented musician, artist, animal rights activist, an actor. Is it an actor or an actress?
Either one, really. I don't really know.
I think it's the profession, not the gender, right?
Exactly.
So it's the actor. Ariana Azulay. I don't know her.
I don't know him.
I don't know her.
Yeah, I know her, but yeah. I don't know him.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ariana. Oh, thanks. Wow. I'm so excited. This is really cool.
It is cool. So we are here. This is a PG-13 IA. Immature audience,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So welcome for you here. This is really a place for us to come together to show, to talk about, to ask any questions. We'll be talking about different things. The phone number here is 323-203-0815. But wait, 323-203-0815. So how are you doing?
I'm great. This is wonderful to have you on.
It is wonderful.
I love the inner child, and I can see the inner child, but to have all those God's wrappings is on the outside, it's the inside as well. So
absolutely.
I feel very privileged and honored to share the space with you today, darling.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. You know she's my daughter.
I do.
So you know.
Wait,
you weren't supposed to tell her.
That's a secret.
I know. The same last name kind of gave it away.
Not the eyebrow.
Talent. Definitely runs in the family.
Oh, for sure.
Sure. So, Ariana, you have, soon we're going to play, you've done a bunch of things in music and acting, and you love acting, and you play the ukulele, and you sing, and you have a wonderful voice if you haven't checked her. What's your TikTok?
My TikTok is Ariazou123. Ariazou123. It's like a mash of my first and last name. So fun things on there, really random things on there, and yeah, that's my TikTok.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so this program is about empowerment, and today we're having the Lion's Gate. The Lion's Gate is the portal is opening, and coincidentally, everything that happens in the world astrologically is really happening in the Jewish calendar. Mm-hmm. And today is the head of the month of Elul, which is this month where you have the most power to shift energetically, to grow energetically, to manifest. There are many portals that are opening. And today is starting this evening. I think it's somewhere around 10. What time is it?
Well, the highest portal opening is 10:30 Pacific time, 10:30 to 3, but it's all day. It even runs to August 12th.
It runs. So the whole month actually is filled with pockets of opening of portals, so you can manifest and really repair old karma, repair old relationships. If you had a relationship that something that didn't work well, you know, there is you are able to go into this place and recreate that in your imagination, recreate that resolution that we want, right? And the opportunity to fix so many things that no, not good now. And
to evolve it. You're evolving.
No, I just got a phone call, so
and
not good.
Shifting it.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you have this opportunity, and what a wonderful opportunity. I'm so happy that you are here today, specifically on this day, because so many things are happening. Now, We're going to play soon your clip that you did with a musician called Ruth Ann.
Oh, she's so good.
She is good.
She's mm-hmm. crazy.
Very
good.
Talented.
Yeah, very much.
And you were on her clip, right?
I was in her music video for her song called Liquid. And she's an Irish singer, and she's just like crazy talented and so nice too. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And so now, one of the things that really fascinated me, I mean, I was like, oh, maybe it's a phase for you.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. I remember when you were 9. Is there something running? I remember when you were 9, you decided to become a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Later on, you became a vegan.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how did that go? I mean, it was more of, tell me, what was your process? Like, what was
well, in Boston, when you were living in Boston, one time I visited and the cousins were over. And Ella, my cousin Ella, is also vegetarian, or vegan now, but was vegetarian at the time.
Uh-huh.
And there was Moroccan soup and there was fish in it. And I was like, why isn't Ella eating the soup? I'm like, Ella, what's going on? And she's like, I don't eat fish. And it got me thinking. I'm like, I guess like they're beings and they feel things and I don't want to eat, like, you know, you're a kid. No kid really wants to harm any animals. Mm-hmm. If they have the opportunity to, then like, why not be vegetarian, you know? So then I was like, hey, Abba, I don't want the fish anymore. Can I not eat the soup? And then I became vegetarian and you were willing to help me, thankfully, which was nice. And my mom was willing to help. And then it evolved. And
yeah,
now
I thought it was okay. She's 9 years old.
Yeah.
And we tried to sneak you stuff.
Yeah.
I remember trying to sneak you. Well, you got it all the time.
Okay,
you
know, good. It's not,
yeah, most of the time.
But that's so important for parents to support. You know,
right.
A lot of them say, oh, no, it's a phase. But to support you, to have support from your parents and your family, you know, that's what allowed you to even evolve to your artistry.
So
exactly.
True.
No, it's exactly because it was like, you know what? This is what you want. I grew up with, no, you eat this. You know, so we're all the time doing what are opposite from our parents. I mean, most of the time, hopefully, we are better versions of our parents. It's generation. So I was like, okay, if that's what you want, then that's, you know, more for me.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you so much for supporting me. It is true.
But then you decided to go vegan.
Yeah.
So first it was just no fish.
Right.
And you know, to me it's fascinating because the kids that are born in recent years from the 90s and upper, the crystal kids, you know what we work to really be conscious of and to bring into our awareness and to work really hard, really you're kind of born with it. So it's like, so to me it was fascinating that determination and that persistence to stay with that. And then you went vegan.
Yeah.
It's discipline. It's self-discipline.
Right. Shish kebab.
What's the difference between vegetable shish kebab?
Vegetable shish kebab. Exactly.
So what's the difference between vegetarian and vegan? I think a lot of people have a misconception or misguided view of it. So.
That's a great question. Vegetarian is you just don't eat any animals, so no meat or anything, but you'll have cheese or eggs. And then vegan is just no animal products. So I'm not eating cheese, eggs. I'm not wearing fur, leather, using animal products, shampoo, whatever. It's like total animal liberation is the mindset.
Love that. Animal liberation.
Yeah.
So, I did a program with the Freedom Sanctuary in Israel.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. Where they rescue animals that are on their way to the slaughtery or they got injured. And, and the idea is not about, and it is, of course, about saving the souls because they are souls. But it's really because, in essence, the actual act of saving one animal is really not making a dent in an industry of billions of dollars, right? But the idea is to educate.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to bring people into those farms, into those freedom farms, and connect with the animals.
Exactly.
You know, and there was a story of a kid that came there, and that day decided, I don't want to eat any more animal because, you know, you see the kid, I also know people that grew up with, you know, their father was like, they brought a sheep home, right? And for a year, they like, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And then after a nice meal, he couldn't find the sheep. And he said, well, where's the sheep?
Oh, yeah.
You ate the sheep. You know, so it's a heartbreaking. You know, it's like it think is. About when a dog passes away, like your dog or yeah. something, right?
Exactly, exactly. They're like, what's the difference between dogs, cats, and chickens, cows, pigs, whatever? They all feel things. You know, like intelligence shouldn't be a main factor of why somebody should die. You know what I mean? Like
explain if, that.
So
what do you mean intelligence doesn't mean? That's a great one. I mean, it sounds good. But
because people will usually look at, let's say, a chicken, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh, chickens are dumb. They're stupid or whatever. But if you look at chickens who are about to be slaughtered, they try to back away. They don't want to be slaughtered. So they still have a nervous system. They can still process pain.
Mm-hmm.
Their intelligence, we don't know. But they still feel something. So the fact that they feel any pain should be enough, you know?
That's an indication.
Exactly. And like humans, we don't say humans with a littler intelligence, whatever, that they should die.
Mm-hmm.
It's the matter that they feel something.
So it's not, so when you said intelligence, it was the intelligence of the animal. It doesn't right. mean if the animal is, so for that matter, also a fly.
Yeah, I don't kill flies. My mom gets mad at me.
So yeah. It's emotional intelligence.
No, I got a fly today. I got him out.
You got...
yeah. Because, you know, the thing with the fly is they come into the house and you try to catch them and they're too fast. So you let them be in the house for a day or two. They get tired. Yeah. They fly slow.
And then
you grab them and you take them out.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the idea of like if we don't have to do something,
that's right.
then why not be kind and choose compassion? You know?
Well, and you know what? You live what you speak, and you speak what you live, because you have volunteered at many sanctuaries as well, which is lovely.
Yeah. Oh, so. It's really, like, so nice for the heart, especially after seeing all the animals who are in pain. It's nice to see happy animals.
Yeah. How do you feel their pain?
Why don't you talk to Mike?
How do you feel the pain? Their pain.
Their pain.
When you were in the sanctuaries.
It's more like seeing these animals are happy and knowing like not all animals get this chance, you know, and you see so many videos or the slaughterhouse trucks and these animals are just terrified always. So to see, it's bittersweet because you see the happy animal and you're so, so happy for them. But then you're also like, well, all animals don't get this opportunity.
Right.
So. Mm.
Like children.
Exactly.
Being adopted or orphanages.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like the analogy.
Well, like that,
well the difference between humans and animals is still there is a major difference. Mm-hmm. The language, the speech. That this is more, there are levels. There is doesn't move, what do you call it? Like a rock, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the plants. Then you have the animals, and then you have humans.
Right.
So these are the four levels, you know, of creation, and humans have the ability to speak, to create from how we speak. The program abracadabra, create what you speak. It's in Aramaic.
Yeah.
And today is how symbolic it is today that we are.
Seriously, yeah.
So we're going in a couple of minutes. We're going to show your clip with Ruth Ann for Liquid. Shout out to Ruth Ann. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And this is great. I really love the video. So how did you get, really quick, how did you get to meet Ruth Ann? You know, we're jumping around, so it's kind of
great.
Interesting.
It's great.
I love it.
I love
so,
it too.
So how did you meet, how did it happen?
So there are these self-submission sites for actors. And so I self-submitted, and I think it was like the last day I submitted, or I was like at the bottom of the submissions. So I submitted, like they asked for a video of me singing ukulele and then of course the resume and stuff and that kind of thing. And then they sent me an email, I think the casting people. And then I went to meet up with them to go do like a live audition and stuff. And then so I played for them and they took a video for me. It took a video of me to send to them because I think they were in the UK. And then I passed that stage. And then I went to go meet Ruth Ann officially like a week later. And then I played live for them. And yeah, and then they were like good. And
so
then
one callback and then you nailed it.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
It was exciting. It was
okay.
Really cool.
Yeah. So let's see the video. The video is going to, Sam is going to be kind enough to run the video. And there you go. Whenever you're ready, Sam. And whenever you're ready. Yeah. It's coming. Yes. So, this was. I'll get you up.
Oh, thank you.
Get your mics up.
Fantastic.
So this was fantastic.
Lovely.
This was really, you know. So tell me, now aside from the singing, which you know, every time I heard the videos and your other videos that you did that from TikTok, it was fascinating, darling. It was fascinating.
I kind of hid it from you. It was kind of
I know.
I
know
she.
I know you were.
She let the cat out of the bag. She was the one.
No, I was so proud, and I was so touched and so moved. I mean, you really do have, and this is all self-taught. I mean, you have a tremendous amount of talent in your family. You really do.
Yeah.
But, and your brother as well.
He's,
super talented. But you really have a voice of an angel. It's very naturally and God-given. The world does need to hear you.
Absolutely.
And I'm so glad that I'm on with him and you're on with him and we're sharing and showing who you are.
Yeah.
So, but here also we see how you're acting actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. So how did that come about?
When I was younger, maybe around 9 also. That was
it's
my age, all
the,
I guess.
So the animal thing.
All the animal thing.
I see.
My friends would go do these plays and they were so cool and I'd always go see and I really wanted to do it, but it was too expensive at the time. It was like $1,000. I was pretty crazy actually. So I asked my mom and we couldn't do it, but she said she'd find me, like she would help me find another acting studio. So then I kept looking and then I eventually found the actor Space West with Sarah Wood, and I love her so much. She's like my second mom now too. So I've been working with her there for like 8 years or something.
Yeah, we're quite a bit there.
A long time, yeah. So I kind of grew up there. And
I remember I have the videos.
You have the videos.
I came to take all the videos that you were doing and stuff and your reels. And
oh, my reels. Yeah.
So I'd like to invite everyone to ask questions. I mean, this is our opportunity, who's watching, and share this with someone to ask her questions. And this is really important because you can do it. Anybody.
How old are you today, Ariana?
I'm 23.
She's 23. And you know what? This is great because this is really the time for everybody to shine. Mm-hmm. If you have any kind of a dream, by the way, the number is for here, 323-203-0815. If you want to ask a question now, you'll be live and go ahead. So this is the time to manifest your dream. We're going through a tremendous shift. So if you're listening, whether it is now or later, you can send a message also later. We'll respond later. This is the time to shine and to believe that what you have and who you are good enough for you and for the world. Because there's a sentence the Baal Shem Tov said, the day that God brought you here is the day that he decided that the world cannot be without you. Mm-hmm. You know, so the world could not be without you.
Without you guys either. And you.
And you.
And you.
And all of you.
And all of you.
And you. And you. Okay. So now are you doing anything with acting? Are you?
I'm just self-submitting and then also making films with my friends.
Oh. Beautiful. That's the best.
It's the best.
Oh, this
it really
is cool.
Is. Yeah. Because like, you know, you got to. Nowadays, we're able to do it on our phones or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why not, you know? So Outlander, we were talking about.
That's right. Our favorite show.
We love that show.
Jamie.
Jamie.
Me? I have to check it out. Oh. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So but I'm glad you brought that up. So tell us what some of your aspirations are and why you brought Outlander up and Scotland.
Yes. And Scotland. Oh, true. Okay. Well, My best friends and I had them help me with like a short thing so I could edit kind of like an Outlander edit. People on TikToks will do insert yourself into mm-hmm. Twilight or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's try it with Outlander. So that's that. But
So wait, you took clips from the series.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like what they call it, splice,
splice it or green screen or whatever it is. And so I'm still editing it, but. That's one thing. But Scotland, I really, really want to go to Scotland and maybe live there for a little bit. I don't know. But I just feel kind of called to go there. I don't
know. Scotland, you know.
It was Ireland, but more like Scotland was my first instinct, mm-hmm. like that I really wanted to go there. So
it's on its way. This is the day. This is, that's what was so... So beautiful to hear.
Yeah. This is really this manifesting.
It's mm-hmm. really cool. Yeah.
And Gina, and we're talking about bringing your voice. And Gina is writing author books. She's author of children's books. She's writing author books. She's writing children's books. And we have the Jojo. Yes. Jojo.
Oh no, Jojo. And my children, some are dedicated to my children. We're writing one about an Earthship. The next one is Jojo Rides the Rails because I hopped a freight train 3 years ago.
What?
Yeah, she stole
from
a ride.
From Van Nuys, Ohio. And my Mark Twain book. And then I have one now in the world. I thought, I only have 5 stories. But then, now I have one in Scotland. So I have someone to visit.
Are you serious? Yes.
And Jojo will go to Scotland.
Jojo,
and wear a kilt.
Jojo?
With her
my
magical
God.
Wings.
Oh,
and her magical
kilt. No kilt. Only men wear kilt?
That's a great question that I do not know.
They do.
Because I think only men, not women. Right.
Yes, it's their branding.
Guitar,
too. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What they wear under it, I don't know.
Frey Bond.
Oh my God.
PG-13.
IA.
There you go. One ring a ding.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay. Yeah, this is good.
Immature day. I love
immature. Why not? You know, it's play. This is one thing that I learned in the last year.
Exactly.
Is play, and play is not just like going playing with sand and you could, but it's playing with our imagination. It's the imagination, the imagining what's possible, and everything is possible. And today, and this month especially, but this has been a great year. How was your coronic era?
That's a great way to call it. It was interesting. It was a lot of downtime, which I appreciated a lot. I think I'm very much a sloth, so
sloths, you know, get a bad rap.
They really
do. But they're beautiful creatures and very methodical. And I'm glad you brought that up because I mentor a lot of children and young adults, and it's hit in different ways.
For sure.
I mean, depression is heightened, anxiety is heightened, but also it is our opportunity to create.
Exactly.
We did have the downtime, so make use of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not deleting all the sickness and the financial strains and things of that. But the isolation did get to a lot of young adults and adults.
Right, for sure. So true. I'm sure
socialization.
You guys, like,
even I was a teacher for many years. So the children, this is their formative years. So it was really difficult for them to adapt to this. But look, we are creating history.
Yeah, that's true.
In artistry, when we turn all this into art, whatever your art is, you know, and art is play for me.
Yeah.
So, I know. I forget about the mic. I'm playing and I forget about the mic, the technical stuff.
You can't play and forget. You can't play and forget.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to play and remember.
But, you know, play is a science. And science, you know, spirituality is a science. It's it's all part of the neuroscience of the brain. And when we play, it stimulates every part of us, inner, outer, and we're able to create more. And our youth, you all are our future. It's not that we're finished yet, but you are our future. You are our examples. You are our mentors.
It's the next, the next generation. It's a whole.
As you learn from me, I learn from you.
Yeah, it's true. I do learn. I learn from you guys a lot.
So
tremendously, tremendously from you. Yeah, no, seriously, it's. You were talking about something. I just want to talk something, and then you confused me.
You're like, bing, 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 bing. But Scotland, we're manifesting that. That's coming.
Absolutely.
You know? It's coming.
Yeah, no, I do believe it's coming. I know it's happening. Mm-hmm. You'll come visit me in Scotland.
I will come visit you in Scotland.
We're going to be in Scotland.
Yeah, no, I will come visit you in Scotland, definitely.
We'll get your dad a kilt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to wear a kilt.
My gosh,
that'd be cool.
Oh,
Yeah, that'd be cool. I have...
You'll be
you know that toy, the little ball that goes bing, bing.
What?
You know
I missed
that,
it.
Like, whatever, you know, the silver ball.
Oh, yes.
And it goes bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing.
You know? Bing, bong, boom.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like the bagpipes.
Exactly.
There we go. So look at that. See? She sings everything. What I love. So you didn't realize
really
when we hang
pipes.
Out sometimes, and she doesn't realize. You didn't realize, like, sometimes when you're talking, you sing when you talk. And
I'm
like,
that's right.
No,
that's
it's
right.
Automatic. It's so lovely. No, she'll just say, la, 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 la. And I'm like, what?
What was that?
So,
I know.
So Ari, so coincidentally, you brought a ukulele or something?
Oh, yeah.
Just by accident.
So weird. Just
by
accident. I just had a feeling.
Yeah.
I know. It's the eight. Day or whatever.
Yeah, the
eight
day,
Leo
exactly.
Portal.
Yeah. So there you go. So
this is fantastic.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to play?
I'm going to do a Beatles song.
All right.
Called "I Feel Fine."
I feel fine.
Are
because
then
we all feel fine. I am going to sing.
Good. Okay.
But
please sing along if you do know it. That'd be great.
Okay.
She's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that a baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Hey. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that a baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
All right.
Woo! That was fantastic.
Oh my God.
Oh, my heart is like swelling. That's beautiful, darling.
That was great. Beautiful. Oh, wow. That's nice.
Thank you.
Just your love.
Yeah, so soon you're going to write your own stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully. We'll see.
No. There is no hope.
No, you're right. We're manifesting. No, it's
in motion.
It's in motion.
It's in motion.
It's in motion.
And as Itai says, motion is lotion.
Or motion lotion. Or maybe it's something different.
Or maybe it's something different.
I don't know. Itai, are you watching?
It's creating that movement, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's creating that movement.
Motion is lotion, yeah.
So is there anything that, did you think about, this is what I'm going to do and wow, it's happening? Or this is just, you feel like it happened just, by accident kind of thing?
With like everything,
with a video or the ukulele, or
how did you pick that instrument of all instruments?
Well, I wanted to play guitar, but then my fingers, I was like, these are not stretching enough. So we took a trip to Hawaii a few years back, my mom, brother, and I, and I asked my mom if we could go to like the music store or whatever, and of course they have ukuleles there, many, many ukuleles. And we met this amazing guy called Mike Odo, who's been helping me learn the bass, actually. The bass guitar, really cool. This is my ukulele that I got there.
So how do you say really, ukulele or ukulele?
It's technically ukulele.
Oh, ukulele. See, look at that.
I know. We're learning.
How many decades did it take me?
Ukulele.
And I like it. It's more sensual.
It's more ukulele.
Ukulele.
Ukulele. That was good. Ooh, yeah.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
Ukulele.
Bring your ukulele here. Bring your ukulele here.
Ukulele.
So continue. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Ukulele. So ukulele. So I was like, well, I can't. I could play guitar if I practiced hard enough, I'm sure. But the ukulele was cool, and I just have this idea of like playing classic rock on an electrical ukulele. So I've got a box amp, like a, you know those, I have got a ukulele that's electric, and it's those box.
There is an electric ukulele? So
yeah,
there's a pickup inside.
Okay, you have to come back.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's the one with the steel strings, so it's really hard for my little fingers.
Oh, it's a steel string.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's really, really cool. So I just had that idea, and I'm like, I want to learn it, you know? And
it does
cool.
suit you, and it fits you, and you can bring it anywhere instead of the big guitar.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's your signature. That's
so
beautiful.
That's true. Thank you.
So, Ariana, you know, it's difficult in this time sometimes, because we're shifting from patriarchy to matriarchy. There is more of feminine power that is coming into play.
Yeah.
But growing up, it still was. Did you feel that there was some kind of a discrimination? Did you feel that you had any kind of difficult, like people were like either mocking or laughing or something like that?
That's a great question. I don't
remember. Don't tell what's going on at home, right?
Yeah.
No, but did you feel like from also school or whatever, any kind of judgment and all your stuff?
Maybe more in middle school. Elementary school was pretty. Well, elementary school, I feel like I've always been trying to fit in like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Elementary school, I was just, like with the popular kids, but I was just kind of off to the side, like not talking.
That's great, actually, not to try and fit in.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was just kind of, there.
You're an observer.
I'm an observer. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, more middle school got more drama-esque, but I tried to like stay away from that, and I was kind of, whatever, you know.
But that's very normal because of the hormones.
Exactly.
And
everybody's
have self-identification. And
exactly.
You're brought up in a different generation where identification is kind of like labeled in many ways now.
Right. Exactly.
Gina, did you? I think we kind of talked about this a little bit last time, but did you feel the rejection, discrimination, all this kind of stuff?
Definitely, for being a female and ageism, to be quite honest. So I felt both, and I have.
What was that second one?
Ageism. My age.
Oh, your age, because your age. I never heard.
Because my age, yeah. Regardless, even if I was 21 or what my age is now.
Yeah.
So I have been exposed to that. But, you know, you just keep going. You know, for every no leads to a
yes.
So now you pretty much anywhere you open either the ukulele or you go and play, you get pretty much, you feel supported. Do you feel people around you are supporting you?
I do feel like my friends and family and you guys and everybody have been very supportive. I don't really like share it much with people around me. Because, you know, like people who are close to you, you love them and you want their approval more than strangers, you know. I mean, sure, you want strangers' approval.
So
but
you want
like,
validation of it.
Validation.
You're already approved. So where would you like to take this? Where would you see? I know you want it always to be fun.
Right.
Would you? Absolutely. If it's not fun anymore, then, you know,
right.
You don't want to do it. But where would you like to take it?
That's a good question.
What level would you like to take your singing to? We can see your talent, but you yourself.
That's a good question.
If you don't know. It's just.
Yeah. I mean, I know I definitely want to, like, when I write songs, I want to write songs for animals and like really spread and
that's where I'm leading into. You know, I'm leading into it.
Yeah.
And so when you write these songs for the animals, what would you like to do with your music?
Sing to the animals? Well, I would love to sing to
animals.
There we
go. And she wants to create a video.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're creating a video with animals. Yeah. That's great.
She wants to sing to the animals.
Have you tried? You know, it's fascinating. I remember in Israel, people that are standing in front of a herd of cows.
Exactly.
And they come and they watch.
Yes. So this is what she wants to do.
That's exactly. My best friend and I, we went to sing to cows, I was telling you. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the, I got a tattoo.
What?
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 Oh, no. Sorry. Oh my God, I got to go.
It's a big reveal.
It's a big reveal. Yeah, no.
It's a rerun. It's a rerun of the review.
Exactly. This is the rundown, a little degree.
But
lower,
if you saw her little drawing of it,
my God,
is amazing.
It's like this little doodle of basically the idea was to get this tattoo of this baby calf who my best friend and I saw when we were singing to the animals, the cows, and he was like drinking from his mom, which is just a rare thing to see, honestly, and so like bittersweet again, because you normally see the babies being taken away. So it was so sweet, and so I got him on my arm. And
what's his name?
I don't know. That's a great question. I did know ear tag.
Because it'll be part of your song.
It
will.
That's a great. Oh, okay.
All right, I can pick up and leave. You guys can continue.
Get out of here, Munga.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, no.
No, she wouldn't be here without you.
No,
I really wouldn't. I would be up
exactly
in the ethers.
Yeah. I would be in the ethers, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so good job. Yeah,
so this is really nice.
Yeah, thanks, Abba.
Oh.
Wow. When's your tattoo? When are we going?
You know, I saw there used to be a commercial in L.A., downtown L.A. There was a billboard. And there was a picture of a cow, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there was one question. Do I look like your mother?
Ooh, yes. Impactful.
That was great. I have that picture somewhere. That's do you great. Look like your mother? Like what are you coming to tit for me?
Yeah, what are you coming? Yeah, exactly. Hello?
Titovsky, what are you
Martini? Exactly. Right? Like, exactly. Me. It's like we don't drink dog's milk. We don't drink cat's milk. It'd be
there's a lot of
weird.
Nipples on a dog.
There's
yeah.
a lot of nipples, right? Like we could if we wanted to, but like I said, just because we can do something doesn't mean that we should do it. So it's kind of like when you think about it,
on the other side, I'm totally to encourage you I'm giving it to you slowly.
Sorry.
No, but we know. I mean, I know you may. That everything that happens here has a spiritual reason and cause. Everything that happens in this world, the reason we're coming together, the reason we're coming together today,
yeah.
The reason you are playing the ukulele or whatever you're doing is to serve something. So everything has a reason. Everything is a part of our journey.
Right.
Okay. Now, I understand. I can understand, okay, vegetarian. Okay, you don't want to cut the animal. There is a whole different understanding whether why meat or why animals are being used for food or different reason, spiritual reasons or religious reason, but I don't go into religion. Mm. And I understand vegetarian, but vegan, for example, vegan, mm-hmm. like if the chicken lays eggs, right? Mm-hmm. And now we know that the chicken industry, that the eggs industry, I mean, they pop. I mean, a regular chicken lays naturally, organically, about 12 eggs a year.
You're right, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And with the pumping, they lay like 200 yeah. a year, 300. They pump
They're
the chickens.
Unfertilized eggs.
They make the chickens become heavy because of all the, and they cannot move.
You're right.
So I get that. But let's talk organically. Let's talk when we are talking idyllically in the place of this harmonious bowl, mm-hmm. right? Everything is like cycle of life. Everything is created for something. You can't say, oh, why does this animal, it's this animal, right? Why does the frog, or you know, it's the bug with its star, like, mm. right? Oh, no, you shouldn't. So you don't have that expectation from other animals because they're in the animal
right.
kingdom, but you have the expectation for us. But just like the animals, I mean, this is a cycle of life. So chicken lays eggs. We can eat the egg. You know, it's not, let's say, harming the chicken. Honey. Now, I know the honeybees are extinct. They are considered extinct mm-hmm. now. But you know what I'm going to do? It's a product of what they're making it anyway.
Right.
And so we're not hurting the animals. Idyllically, we don't pump them with shish kebab.
Right.
So they are you know, organically
right.
delivering. So why wouldn't that be... I mean...
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. It's a good question. So chickens with the eggs, they lose nutrients each time they lay an egg. So we could feed eggs back to them. Sometimes they'll even eat it on their own. There's like in the shell, there's I think calcium, or there's a lot of nutrients in the
egg. In the shell itself.
In the shell,
it's the
yolk, the film.
It's in the
yeah.
film. It's so, the myelinium or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I grew up in Texas. So
she grew up in Texas.
There was farms. So I saw
you
the
know.
Flip side of it, of where they really cared for the animals and loved
right.
them and respected them. And it's different. It was different. I came from a different background.
Right, of course.
And you eat what's on the table.
Right. No, I get it. Everybody, I used to eat meat. Everybody comes from a different background. And it's like... Even though, like, we can love and care for animals, but at the end of the day, they're being sent to slaughter, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, we have to question ourselves, like, is that really the right thing to do? Yes, there's a circle of life, but we have a moral compass. We can distinguish what's right and wrong, right? We are able to live. I'm an example. So many people are an example. Like, we can live without animal products in 2021, 2022. I'm so confused. That's great.
This show was recorded
in 2023, 24.
Yeah, exactly. 2024.
But, like, yeah. So, I mean, we have the ability to distinguish. Like, I'm not... If you're in a survival situation, I can't speak for that. I can speak only for myself. And, you know, I can go to a grocery store, get vegan products. Yeah, sure. Meat tasted good to me. Cheese tasted good to mm-hmm. me. But I don't need it. And I even feel better without it. And if it came from a dog, even, I wouldn't feel good with that. I feel like anybody would feel horrible if there was a dog dying, you know? Mm-hmm. And we were supporting that. So just the ability to do something to not cause cruelty if you don't have to, you know?
And I totally get what you're saying, because you always were bringing up doggies and kitties because
right.
we think of them as family.
Exactly.
And so you're using the analogy, well, a pig could be a family member
exactly.
too, or a little chick, which I do know in Texas.
You know,
they did
yeah.
Microphone.
Oh, sorry. Thank God.
I know. If we didn't have him here.
Exactly. So they were very loved and respected. And yes, they did. And some of them would slaughter their own, but they did like almost say a prayer before the people that I knew. But I know their
right.
circumstances of horrible, horrid.
Right.
And I think you were the one that taught me that it puts fear in them before, and then it does
oh,
something.
Yes.
That makes,
so this
explain
is
that.
So this yeah. is so this is great. Thank you for bringing it up. And so now we're in the chronic era, right?
Mm-hmm.
So two hormones are the catalysts for delivering the virus faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's the growth hormone that is, you know, pregnant women and just growth hormone, just mm-hmm. growth hormone in general, and the fear hormone.
Mm.
Now, it's the same fear, because it started from animals, so it's the same fear that when an animal hears the chicken, for example.
Yeah.
He hears her sister being mm-hmm. slaughtered. They release automatically the fear hormone into the meat. And I remember when I was eating, I hardly eat, maybe once a year I would eat red meat or something. But I remember at times when I was eating a lot of meat, some meats were gummy. It was like gummy. Mm-hmm. It was like you couldn't really chew it. And that is because the fear is infused in that meat. And what happens is that we eat it.
Yeah.
And so whatever we put in, we get out.
And that's true.
And so the fear hormone is exactly the most dangerous place to be in. And yet we see there is a lot of fear, but also with a lot of negativity and fear, there is a lot of positivity. So it's always at the same. So always at the same level. The more you have negativity, it means that there is also a lot of goodness that is happening. So the fear hormone is dangerous, especially in this time, and this is why this coronic virus was created, and the vaccine thing. It's really feeding on that fear, on the isolation and conquer, creating isolation between people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
So look at before the corona started. Everybody was in their iPhones. Everybody was in their iPads. I don't want to talk to you. Who are you? Do I know you? I don't want to do that. What did we learn in this era, in this year and a half, that the most important lesson and the most valuable valuable asset and valuable gift that we have is to be together.
Unity.
Is the connected,
true.
Is the unity.
Yeah.
And so we see that actually this is really, really, really what it is all about. Mm-hmm. It is about coming together. It is about building and supporting, finding how to say something to somebody that is difficult. How do you say that? You know, and it's more difficult in relationships. You know, it's because the difficult question is, what is more difficult? What is more difficult, to love or to respect?
Respect.
And I've learned to respect is the most difficult. That is more difficult to do than, oh, I love that person.
Yeah.
And, you know, so back to the fear, that fear hormone is released in animals, mm-hmm. and then we eat it.
Yeah.
And that even Jewish rabbis are saying today, if you can go vegan or mm-hmm. vegetarian, do that. Because even the religious industries of meat making have been proven and had videos, maybe not all of them. I don't want to do any kind of generalizations.
Right.
But many of them were proven to be inhumane.
Yeah.
And there are videos that were snuck out of how they're treating the animals and how they're... Right. It's horrible.
This is a very controversial subject, and that's why we want your input. That's why we want to hear from you and what you feel and what your thoughts are. So please feel free, you know, and I love how you did it individually. This is your belief system. This is what you feel.
Right.
But I've learned a lot even today, and, you know, it makes me think, you know, now when I look at a little piggy or a little chicken and, you know, my belief system, and like I said, I used to take the little eggs at my friend's house and I'm like, is this really a chicken? Because I don't want to break.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I know.
And they're like, no, it's unfertilized. It's not. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
Even as a little girl.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
But the roosters. Yeah.
Oh, the roosters.
Those cocks. Those are scary. They chase. No,
What was that?
PG-13 IA.
PG-13 IA.
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 IA. Well, you know.
Remember?
Yay!
There we go. Yeah. So we are, you know, we have a couple more minutes before we go off air. It was really...
That went fast. I know.
Do you want to play something else? Do you feel like it?
See how she sings? Got her.
well, we have... Let's see. So,
well, what messages would you like to tell?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Young
Let's
adults like yourself, please.
Okay.
This is your opportunity. You are a beautiful example of living a life that's true to yourself.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you for having me also.
Personally.
Basically, just, you know, the cliche term, like, treat others how you want to be treated.
Amen.
Others, including animals, people,
Amen.
Plants, mm-hmm. whatever.
Amen.
Treat them however you want to be treated. And you can affect people by your own actions. So definitely like take the initiative if you want help going vegan or getting involved in animal activism, because that's really important too. We have to change the system as well as actually change our eating habits. So my Instagram, ArianaXXAzoulay, ArianaXXAzoulay. Very long, I know. On Instagram,
we're going to put the I'll put the link. Yeah. At the first comment, I'll put the link to reach out to Ariana.
Perfect. Thank you. So reach out to me. Anybody, if you have questions, if you feel like you disagree with me, let's talk about it. And yeah. So
let's sing about it.
Let's sing about it.
And I'm excited to see you sing in your music video with. Singing to the animals.
Yeah.
And be, your Outlander outtake. I want to see that. Well, you have someone who shoots.
That's true. Part two.
Multi-talented.
I know. Sheesh. And your book.
Well, thank you, darling.
My gosh.
Well, Ariana Azoulay, thank you, darling, for being here. Thanks. So wonderful to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's really fun.
Gina, thank you very much for coming and lighting up the room.
Well, it was all our light.
Thank you very much. Thank you for you being here. Make magic, create what you speak, make your imagination speak. Have a wonderful week. I'm Ilan Azoulay. This is Abracadabra. Create what you speak, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak with Ilan Azoulay. Only.